Just a note about this COVID diary. This entry deals with anxiety, depression, and mental health in these highly stressful times.
Every time I sneeze or I cough or I get a headache, I get so paranoid thinking, what if I die here? What if someone just discovers my body here na no one actually checked up on me and came to see na I was already sick na pala. So mga ganong anxiety.
Hi, I'm Ross Tugade, a lawyer in the human rights sector, currently based in Turin, Italy, for my master's in law. Italy has been one of the hardest hit countries by COVID-19. And parang sa Pilipinas, quarantined din dito since the start of the month. And I've been on my quarantine for 13 days now, and I haven't left my apartment since. I arrived in Italy late January. I was just trying to get used to life here, life alone, studying abroad. I was so excited about going to my classes, attending all these lectures from these faculty members from different parts of the world. Prior to COVID-19, my life here was very picturesque. I would wake up every day having the Swiss Alps in my view's window. I was looking forward to exploring Italy, exploring Europe, since it's actually my first time here in continental Europe. But with the virus and all, that's out of the window now. And the virus suddenly hit the country that hard. So it was a shock to everyone here in Italy. During the start of the lockdown for the northern region of Italy, including the Piedmont region where I am in, we were able to go out pa. And then the week after, we receive an email from the school telling us that one of our classmates actually tested positive for the virus. So ayun, natakot talaga ako after hearing that news.
Especially hearing the news back home, it's not helping in terms of my mental health, because doble yung worry for my family back home and also for myself here. How do I survive? I find myself worrying first for myself because I'm in a part of the country where there have been hundreds and hundreds of deaths recorded every single day.
Mentally and emotionally, I'm struggling a bit, given that, first of all, I'm diagnosed with depression, plus it's the end of winter here, so you can just imagine how hard it is for me to be able to cope mentally and emotionally with everything that's happening. But I try to fend off the sadness and the loneliness every day by doing something productive.
It's a tough question kung mas gusto ko ba nandito ako or nasa Pilipinas ako. There's my mom, my dad. I have 4 other siblings. 2 of them are currently in the province with my parents. And then I have a nephew and a niece. My mom was telling me the other day she was crying because she was genuinely, genuinely afraid that I would get sick. I was talking to this college batchmate from Ateneo who's based in Milan. She was telling me, you know, I feel safer here than I would be if I were in Manila. And I actually find myself sharing the same sentiment. I feel a lot safer here in terms of access to supplies, access to medical attention, because they do have a hotline for COVID-19 cases that's dedicated to people having symptoms, and they're doing mass testing here. But at the same time, I can't help but think na sana nasa Pilipinas na lang ako. Kung mamamatay man lang ako, kasama ko at least pamilya ko. So it's already going to that very, very dark path of thinking about your own mortality, wishing na kung mamatay man ako, sana nasa Pilipinas ako. You know, I've been reading this book. It's called Out of the Wreckage, Politics in the Age of Crisis by this writer called George Monbiot. He says that the current crisis of our times in terms of our politics, in terms of our economy, in terms of our ecology, are actually things that were the result of our lack of storytelling and political imagination. Because for him, storytelling is the vessel by which you give hope to the people. So on the flip side of that, he says the rise of populist leaders is the result of them having their own narrative and having their own stories masquerading as stories of hope. So I think for us to combat that whole narrative of anger and hopelessness, we have to continue being hopeful even in times of crisis, even in times of extraordinary panic. Pero here in Italy, I'm sure you've seen the videos that have gone viral in the past few days. People have been going out their balconies and singing their hearts out in defiance, in strong defiance of the virus. Ang ano nga eh, di ba nakita mo yung ibang videos, nagba-violin sila, nag-opera singing. Dito parang budot yung tugtog. Mayroong nagpapatugtog sa neighborhood na parang budots music. Yes, may Italian budot. I'm still hopeful for the world in general, seeing all these people going out of their way to help one another. And I think that is very telling of the fundamentals of our humanity, how despite everything, we're willing to step up and contribute what we can. Ang hirap eh kapag all the odds are telling you, talo ka na. All the odds are telling you, wala na to. Mamamatay na tayong lahat. We still have to do something in our end to help address the crisis.
If you have a story, and if you too are experiencing heightened anxiety in dealing with your mental health, there's always someone to talk to. You're not alone. Reach out to someone. Family, friends, support from the DOH and private groups if you have to. People are there to listen. Mula rito sa Quezon City, ako si Siege Tantengo.